You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Adam Gilchrist, a very good morning to you. Happy Friday. Not so much for Russia. What a link to a terrorist actor being put down to Russia. This is, of course, the downing of that Ukrainian flight.
Yes, they've already found links. They've already found links before with this battery, the missile that shot the plane down, being basically a Russian military device. Of course, that could have fallen into the wrong hands. The suggestion is that it absolutely fell into the wrong hands, but those wrong hands were in contact constantly and regularly with the hierarchy of the Kremlin. This is an international inquiry in the Netherlands. They're looking at flight MH17. If you remember that from 5 years ago, 298 people were killed when this missile struck it. And what they're saying is they haven't quite got a recording by basically delving into the Ukrainian Secret Service archives. They haven't quite got a recording of Moscow talking to the rebels about flight MH17. But the fact is that they were in constant contact. And whilst the rebels who were trying to make a part of Ukraine separate may have been renegades and indeed rebels, but they were guided by, if not completely controlled by, the Russian military, is the accusation. Russia, I have to say, has absolutely denied this and suggested the whole inquiry is skewed for political reasons.
Just the other day, you and I were talking about an Islamic State threat to a major Western capital, and now MI6 is saying, really, that the globe remains fragile, and I imagine this is to do with terrorism.
Partly terrorism, but also state policy, and this is the head of MI6, Alex Younger is his name, who says that there are a lot of policies of brinkmanship, and he particularly cites the perils of diplomacy, or indeed lack of diplomacy, by Russia, China, Iran, and others. And as Sir Alex puts it, it feels like we're at some sort of high point. The idea is that, yes, on the one hand, there are terrorists and there are renegade organizations, but it's also the way that states are supporting them or supporting counter-operations. And you only have to look at a few countries in the Middle East to get how the large states are playing. Well, you know, the Russian involvement in Syria, for instance, Saudi involvement in Yemen, Iran involvement in, well, frankly, a lot of countries, and so forth. It's a very rare thing for the boss of MI6 to give an interview, but he has also talked about and praised the dangerous work done by his agents overseas. And he also gave away the fact that the James Bonds of MI6 don't pop down to swanky hotel bars and have their martinis shaken, not stirred. They actually go to a special bar inside the headquarters of MI6 because, of course, you don't want people listening in when you're having a casual chat over your martini. I mean, heaven forfend, and it's the worst thing in the world, isn't it, for a radio talk show host to think that, yeah, you could be talking without anyone listening, but that's what they want in MI6.
Yeah, wouldn't quite work for me there, Adam. Final issue, no. Britain's Brexit election. Now an EU boss has weighed in on his views of what's going to happen.
Yes, he wasn't going to go without mentioning it, was he? This is the outgoing president of the European Council, and he'll probably mention it again as well. Donald Tusk has dipped his oar into the British election, or given how high up in the ranking Brexit is, the Brexion, as some people are calling it. And basically, Donald Tusk made a speech suggesting that, A, it's not too late to stop it, Brexit, that is, not the election, and that the whole thing is based on a nostalgic misconception that a born-again Britain can hold its own with China and the United States and the European Union. And indeed, Donald Tusk doesn't say it's just his opinion. He says this is the opinion he's been given by, and he named these countries, the United States, Canada, Australia, India, and South Africa. He says that you guys think that we're on a hiding to nothing. We'll see.
Indeed, we will. Adam Gilchrist on the line with this morning's Worldview.